My 40-year-old male, wife, a 37-year-old female, won't stop reminding me that I asked for her to abort our daughter, a 6-year-old female, and I don't know what to do. Me and my wife have been together for 17 years and married for 12. From the beginning of our relationship, she always said that she is child-free and there was no problem because I was too. At the time, we were also living in a crappy apartment in a bad town. So even if we wanted children, it would not be where we lived for the majority of our relationship. 7 years ago, my wife was slowly getting off of her birth control because of health-related problems. And during that time, she got pregnant. My initial reaction to her being pregnant was, "So we're going to get rid of it, right?" And my wife agreed, set an appointment, then the day of the appointment decided that she wanted to keep the baby because she grew connected to it, and if I didn't respect her decision, we should divorce. I love my wife, so I didn't divorce her and decided to try to be the best parent I could. I picked up 3 jobs so we could move into a better neighborhood, and starting those 3 jobs made me extra stressed and anxious and eventually led me to being diagnosed with depression and anxiety, which I started to manage better now with the help of meds and therapy. She gave birth, we had our daughter, and now, anytime I smile, play with, or talk to my daughter, my wife is always around the corner saying, "Aren't you glad you decided not to kill her?" Or, "It's a shame you didn't want her." It's starting to spiral me back in depression because now I'm thinking I almost killed my daughter. But I'm also upset at my wife because my daughter doesn't understand what her mom means as of right now because she's 6. But if she were to recall what her mother said later on in life, I fear it will make my daughter hate me. I don't know what to do at this point because now when I look at my daughter, I think in the back of my head, I almost killed her. First of all, you need to talk to your therapist about this, and it sounds like you and your wife need to have therapy together. And also is apparently punishing you for you wanting that in the beginning or assuming that you guys were going to get an abortion in the beginning. But this is the problem. First of all, you need to sit down with your wife and explain to her how whatever she's saying, because she may think it's funny, whatever she's saying is not funny and how it makes you feel and how much it is hurting you, and also how much it may even hurt your daughter now because she's 6. She understands those words, may not understand the context, but understands the words enough to know that that's not good and would scar her now. Why would she want her daughter to think of her father in that way is a question you need to ask your wife. It's not productive in any way, and you stepped up to the plate even though you guys had came together and made a decision. This was not what you were going to do, but because of your love for your wife, you stepped up to the plate, you got 3 jobs, and worked yourself to the point that you literally had to go to therapy and get on medication to handle the fact that you now had to support an extra child and give them a life that you weren't even prepared to give yourself. How dare her talk to you like that and do that in front of your daughter, who also is a victim of that type of language. She is completely wrong and you both deserve better. Hit that follow button and subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I'm Joe Stone. Bow. Am I the asshole for not wanting to invite my autistic sister to my art show? I, an 18-year-old female, got into this prestigious art show that I'm really excited about. It opens up on Friday and there's going to be a party, but I didn't tell my family because I didn't want my sister, a 24-year-old female, to come. Long story short, my sister's autistic. She's really smart. She went to an Ivy League school, but does not do well with social cues. Usually, this leads her to belittling me and being mean. My parents always tell me to get over it and that since she's autistic, she can't help it. But she doesn't unleash on them the same way that she unleashes on me, so I don't think they really understand. Every time something good happens to me, she just kind of shits on it and me, and she never ever apologizes. Anyhow, my parents found out about the art show and got mad at me for not telling them. They told me they'll be coming to the opening with my sister since she's currently living with us. I ended up breaking down and begging them not to bring her. I worked so hard for this, and since she thinks that my paintings are silly in the first place, I know she's going to try bringing me down in front of my friends and teachers. I asked if they could just wait until after the party and go later. The show will be up for a week, but they said they'll be coming to the party. They also said that I was being ableist by wanting to exclude my sister. My sister found out and started screaming at me and calling me an a-hole for not letting her share in this moment with me. From my point of view, I just want to have a happy night and celebrate this accomplishment, but I don't know. Everyone in my family's pissed at me, so maybe I am being the a-hole? I'm gonna be honest with you. I only have experience with this due to this show and letters like this. It's so many times where I see a sibling of someone who's autistic or has a diagnosis in that realm who is completely disregarded by the parents or has to grow up playing second fiddle and the parents never catch it. And I don't think that you're wrong for wanting something for yourself. You aren't not inviting your sister because she is autistic. You're not inviting her because she's an a-hole. She doesn't make you feel good. She won't bring anything positive to the event per your experiences. And I think it's okay for you to say, "I want a night that's just about me," and your parents should be able to accept that. Now, you're still living at home with your family, so it seems like you don't have a lot of control over what can and cannot happen. I get it. What I would try to do is set some ground rules with your parents. Like, if your sister says A, B, and C. They have to leave. Or at least tell her that. These are the topics you can't discuss, and things are the things you cannot say. Or I would like you not to say. Now, I don't know if this will work or if this is even good advice. I've never been in this situation. And you're dealing with people who don't seem to give a damn about your feelings, so I don't even know if they'll care enough to abide by any of these things or even to entertain them in the first place. But what you're doing is not ableist. You do deserve to celebrate your accomplishments in whatever way you see fit. And ma'am, you were not the a-hole. So make sure you hit that follow button and subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I'm Joe Stone. But am I the asshole for saying no to my boss after she asked me to watch her kids this weekend? I'm a 22-year-old female. My sister is getting married this coming weekend, and I will be going Thursday to Sunday. I've had this known that I was going to be gone for 7 months. I would even remind her every month just so she knew that I would be gone. I nanny two amazing kids who are 6 and 8. This is the first time I've ever asked to have some time off. My boss has always been like, oh yeah, sure, sounds like a beautiful wedding. However, I got a text 2 hours ago saying she really needed me this weekend and she couldn't find anyone else. I was pissed, but I know how to act calm since, you know, it's my job to stay happy and calm. I text her back a quick apology, but I said I really didn't want to miss my sister's wedding as she's my only sibling. Well, boss woman went off the deep end and said that if I didn't show up to watch her kids this weekend, that I won't have a job come Monday. I replied with this exactly. I'm so sorry that you are having a hard time looking for someone to cover. I can reach out to a few of my nanny friends I have and see if any of them would like to pick it up. This is a once in a lifetime moment for my sister. And if it means I will lose my job, then sadly I will have to accept that. I love this job and your kids, and I hope we can work something out. I think it would devastate child one and child two, but you do what you need to and I will accept that. First off, bars. Second, woman, you are a saint because I don't know how you held it together and stayed that cool. She threw a few insults at me and said I'm abandoning her kids. First of all, they ain't my kids. How can I abandon them? I don't know what to do. I don't want to get a new job because I work so well with these two kiddos. My mom told me I was an a-hole for so quickly accepting that I might get fired and told me that work just sucks sometimes and you have to suck it up. My mom says I should be an adult and just miss my sister's wedding. Side note, me and my mom aren't on good terms and I would have cut her off if it wasn't for this. Am I the a-hole? Look, I'm gonna be honest with you. Yeah, your mama owns some BS. No job is worth your dignity and self-respect. Now, sometimes we have to make those sacrifices in the real world, but it doesn't sound like you're too worried about being able to find more work. Yes, this situation would have been nice to stay in it and things are usually smooth, but this shows the respect that this woman has for you. And also, I love it when we show, again, women being just as terrible as men. Because when you think mean, inconsiderate boss, you don't think Becky with the good hair. But no, you are not the a-hole in this situation. She is 100%. You told her ahead of time and reminded her every month for 7 months. And she couldn't find one weekend or take time to find someone for one weekend to watch her kids. You didn't abandon them. She abandoned them. And sloppy scheduling on her part does not create an emergency on yours. You have to set boundaries, especially with your employer, because she is your employer, not your God. And it's hilarious how she expects you to be 100% there for her family and to not give a damn about your own. You're right. Your sister's wedding is important. You did everything correct. And if you can't afford to lose that job, I would take my dignity and get the hell out of there while I still can. Because if she disrespects you now like this, it will happen again in the future and you will have to make a decision. So no, you're not the a-hole. She is. Hit that follow button and subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I'm Joe Stone. Bye. Am I the asshole for throwing a tantrum after my brother came out at my wedding? I, a 27-year-old female, am engaged to Polly, a 27-year-old female as well. The fact that I'm homosexual affected my relationship with my parents, and it took more than a decade for them to accept it. I came out at age 12, and since then, my brother, Ollie, a 23-year-old male, has become my parents' golden child. It made my relationship with Ollie a little salty. My wedding party was this weekend, and my parents and Ollie went. It was a very welcoming environment with a lot of LGBT people. The night was wonderful, the way I always dreamed of it, warm and loving. I noticed the commotion at my parents' table, and I went to check it out. Ollie took advantage of the moment to come out. Nothing new. I had doubted his sexuality since he was a child, but it wasn't up to me to expose it. My dad got mad when I wasn't surprised and accused me of hiding that kind of thing, in addition to making comments about being disgusted with the fact that his children are two F-words. F-words for gay people. I'm not gonna say that. Almost everyone at the party was listening. I pissed off all three of them. I told my parents, you can't for a single night swallow your effing prejudice. And for Ollie, of all times, you knowing that it took them both a decade to accept me back, can't you choose any other day? I don't care about you being gay. You have to be whoever you want to be. But why today? My fiance interceded, and after my tantrum, my parents left and so did Ollie. I admit it wasn't my best reaction, but I was just hoping for one day of my parents not being prejudiced. It felt like the hell of my adolescence had all come back, and again, I'm embarrassed by my parents and upstaged by my brother. My parents aren't talking to me and I honestly don't feel like it, but I know my brother is saying that I was homophobic and destroyed his moment of coming out. Am I the a-hole? You destroyed his moment? Ma'am, you are not the a-hole in this situation. Unfortunately, it is all of them. I'm sorry you had to deal with this, but no, your brother could have chosen any time in his damn life to come out, and he chose your wedding knowing that it could throw a wrench in it and be a possible grenade. But he didn't care about that because he only thinks about himself, at least when it comes to you, apparently by his actions. And I also hate the fact that your wedding was ruined by your parents' prejudice and they couldn't hold it together for one night. It's unfortunate, and if anybody accuses you of being the asshole, simply remind them that it was the one day you asked them to come together to be there for you and your fiance, who is now your wife. And none of them could put themselves aside for a solid, 4 or 5 hours so that you could have the wedding of your dreams. No, they are selfish, inconsiderate, and sounds like really shitty people. I'm sorry you had to go through that, but no, you were not the a-hole. They are. Hit that follow button and subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I'm Joe Stone. Bop. Am I the asshole for ruining my sister's marriage with this terrible and hilarious prank? I played a prank on my sister who was a new mom. My niece is 2 months old and I came by to help out around the house. I ended up hanging out all day and long after her husband came home from work. The baby was sleeping in a back room, so my sister asked me to check on her. After confirming that my niece was deeply asleep, I saw a nearby baby doll and got a wicked idea. I wrapped it up in blankets and took it back with me, rocking it the whole way. When I got back, my brother-in-law was walking across the room in my direction. My sister was sitting on the couch. We locked eyes and I said, "She's awake," and I dropped the doll. I was expecting my brother-in-law to look comical and scramble to catch her, but nope, he instinctively shot out his foot like he was trying to catch a hacky sack and kicked the doll across the living room and into the windows that overlooked the backyard. My sister screamed and rushed to the doll while I laughed hysterically, and my brother-in-law just stood there stunned. She cradled the doll, now realizing that it was just a joke, but she still sobbed for a long time. She was so furious that she wouldn't speak to either of us. Now the husband in trouble just for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. When she was able, she fled to the back room and spent the night cuddling her daughter. I spent the rest of my night consoling her husband, who also thought it was pretty funny once the shock wore off. He was worried about my sister, but she wasn't letting either of us in, so there wasn't anything we could do about that. She did message me this morning saying that she is going to stay with our mom until she cools down, but that I'm still not to go to her house for any reason. So yeah, she's still pissed at me for doing the prank in the first place, and now she doesn't think my brother-in-law has it in him to be a good father. So am I the a-hole? Look, I'm gonna be honest with you. Your sister just has a brand new baby that's only 2 months old, and you thought that this woman needed trauma induced in her life. Apparently, you don't know how hard it is having a newborn, and I get it. Never done it before. But trust me, the last thing you need is extra worry and someone to terrify you by thinking that your husband just murdered your daughter. And I get it, this could have been a very harmless prank, but timing is everything, and unfortunately, you were in the wrong. You caused this woman all sorts of trauma and stress, who could possibly be dealing with postpartum, God knows what else, probably dealing with the lack of sleep, having a brand new baby, their first baby, and here you come, being insensitive to all of that, and just trying to get some jokes off. I'm not gonna bash you because I get it. Under normal circumstances, this could have ended up being funny to everyone, but it wasn't, and now your sister is questioning her entire marriage. So I have to say, sir, you are the a-hole in this situation. Am I the asshole for calling the police on my coworker after this cruel prank? I, 25-year-old female, just started this new job as a front desk clerk at a hotel. I worked the overnight shift. I usually have a coworker, 30-ish male, with me, but he never really spoke to me. A few nights ago was my first night alone. At around 2 a.m., I noticed a person in the parking lot. You can see the lot from the front desk. The lighting in the lot is terrible, so you don't really see faces until they get close to the door, though. But the person was just standing there, not moving for about 5 to 10 minutes. I thought this was strange, and of course, it creeped me out. After about 10 minutes of them standing there, they moved, I guess, to call the front desk because he moved his hand to his ear and the phone rang. I picked up and on the other end I heard, "5 buried, none found," in a low voice, and then they hung up. At this point, I was terrified, so I ran to the back room and called 911. I explained to the operator about what had been going on, and they sent a couple of cops to the hotel. When they arrived, one cop was talking to the person outside, and the other one was at the front desk talking to me, telling me that the person outside was claiming that he also worked there. I was confused, but also admitted I hadn't seen the person's face, just a silhouette. At this point, the other officer and the person from the lot came in, and it turns out to be my coworker, and he was upset, saying he would have never pranked me if he knew I was going to call the police and try to get him arrested. I didn't go through with pressing charges, but I did tell my manager what happened the next morning. It's been a few days now, and I guess he told the other coworkers what happened, and now no one is really speaking to me and giving me a bit of an attitude. I feel like I took it a bit too far with calling the police. Am I the a-hole? No, you are not the a-hole, and I think that this is way more creepy than anybody seems to understand, including you. First of all, you've never had a conversation with this man for real. Y'all are not friends, you are not close, you don't hang out with them, you barely know this person, at least from the way you described it in your story. That is not the kind of person that should be pranking another person. For a prank to work, there has to be, and I don't know if it's misogynistic, but it's definitely inconsiderate for a man to harass a woman in the middle of the night while she is working alone and to scare her into thinking that she's about to be murdered. Also, he never did the other part of the prank that you're supposed to do, which is what makes me creeped out. Because how do we know he wasn't actually trying to scare you? A prank works when someone comes in and be like, oh, I was just pranking you, which meant that you had enough time for him to scare you, go to the back, make a phone call, and then for the police to come over there, and he never thought to end the prank at some point or to tell you that it was a prank. And on top of all of that, that was the first time you were supposed to be working alone. So are you telling me that this man came to work on his day off to prank a woman that he does not even speak to? Yeah, it sounds really creepy, and you may have actually saved your own life or stopped him from doing this continually in the future just to harass you. So yeah, you are not the a-hole he is, and anybody on his side is. Hit that follow button and subscribe to the Church of Joestone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You'd rather be safe than sorry. Bow. Am I the asshole for serving my husband's family mac and cheese for dinner? My husband, an Asian, and I, an American, welcomed our firstborn 4 weeks ago. The baby is healthy, thank God, but I'm exhausted, haven't fixed my hair, and I'm barely able to shower and cannot sleep. My husband's family has been pressuring us to visit to meet the baby. I tried to hold them off as much as I could, but yesterday I was surprised to find them standing on the porch. Turns out my husband invited them for dinner. I was embarrassed and felt like I wasn't ready for visitors. Judgmental ones at that. The house was a mess, y'all. Especially when the house was a mess. Anyways, my husband sat with them while I fed my son. Then later I asked my husband if we should order takeout for dinner. He said no, because his parents would find this rude and unwelcoming. He suggested that I go inside the kitchen and prepare something, anything, as long as it was homemade. I said fine, and then went and made some mac and cheese. The reason I prepared this meal is because of how easy it is. Once I served the family, my husband's mom looked at me and was appalled. I noticed something was wrong. She asked if I really found it appropriate to serve her and the family mac and cheese. I asked why not, and she went on a rant about how disrespectful this was and that I clearly have no experience in what is right and wrong when it comes to hosting. I said, excuse me? Who said I signed up to host an unexpected visit from them? And she took it as I didn't want them there. Her husband said they were just there to finally see the baby that I kept them from seeing for an entire month. That's a whole month of his life they missed out on. We had an argument and they decided to go home. My husband said that deciding to serve his family mac and cheese was more offensive than serving them nothing at all. I told him I was too exhausted to cook their traditional feast that I was forced to learn from his mom. He took offense and said I was being mean and disrespectful towards not only his family, but his culture. I went inside the bedroom to stay with my son. My husband stayed on the phone with his family for an hour, then kept giving me the cold shoulder and refused to eat what I cooked in support of his family. I understand how some guests might find it offensive, especially his family, but I was trying to make a quick homemade meal like my husband wanted. What's wrong with mac and cheese? Am I the a-hole? Look, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a little torn on this, and I know this might be controversial, but mac and cheese is not a meal. And I've been poor. Grew up poor. Mac and cheese is only a full meal when that's all you have. But for the rest of the world, like the majority, that's a side dish. But at the end of the day, your husband invited people over without telling you, and then wanted you to be a host and a cook while you're still trying to figure out how to be a mother and you are tired, and then ran into the ground. It's not fair to you. None of this situation was. Honestly, you should have declined cooking in the beginning, and I'm on the side of maybe nothing would have been better than just giving people mac and cheese. Especially like a group of Asian people. Who probably never grew up eating it. But again, you are not the a-hole for being tired, being a mother, and then not even being told about this event that you were supposed to be catering. So no, you are not the a-hole, and your husband probably is, and your in-laws a little bit as well. But in general, I don't think a box of Kraft mac and cheese is an entire meal for grown adults. I'm just saying. Let me know in the comments what you think, and subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I'm Joe Stone. bop. Today I fucked up by checking to see if the bathroom door was locked and exposing myself to the entire office. Hey, this is one of the funniest ones I've ever read. Watch to the end. So I work in an office with a bathroom in the office space. It's a modestly sized bathroom, but a bathroom nonetheless. Duty call, so I did what any normal person would do when answered the call. It's important to note that the door opens out and there are cubicles directly outside of the bathroom. Anyway, I go to the bathroom and take my morning pee. I'm a guy, so I go standing up, and as I'm letting the Golden River flow, I hear the door kind of jiggle. I thought it was an imbalance of air pressure or something, so this got me a little worried, and I didn't remember if I locked the door or not, because that'd be super embarrassing, right? Boy, I really didn't know what I had in store for me moments later. I wanted to make sure I locked the door, but I was in the middle of a strong stream fueled by the morning coffee. Now, I like to pride myself on efficiency. Time is money, am I right? So I did what any other money-saving man would do and tried to kill two birds with one stone. Stone reference. Bow. Here is where the fuck begins. The lock is one of those push-button locks that automatically unlocks when you turn the handle. So with the focus of a Buddhist monk, I lean back and extend my arm towards the handle, trying not to piss everywhere. How ironic. The door was farther than I had anticipated, and I lose my balance. I fall backward, putting my weight on the handle, opening the door. At this point, I panic and automatically grip the handle harder, trying to keep myself upright. The door extends outward, swinging and dragging my body out into the exposed office space and nearby cubicles. I fall into the middle of the aisle with my private parts out, pissing everywhere. This, of course, causes a loud commotion, so all eyes are on me. At least that's what I suspect. It's all a blur. I get up, wiggle my private parts back into my pants, and walk back into the bathroom where I reside now, mortified to go back to my desk. Sir, I'm not gonna lie to you. This is usually like an advice thing that I do, and I know you didn't ask for my advice, but you just gonna have to quit. I'm sorry. There's no coming back from that. Like, you may end up homeless, you may end up on the street, you may lose your car, your kids may not be able to go to daycare. Things may get hard, but nothing is gonna be harder than you walking back into that office after what you just told us. Like, if your options is in that level of embarrassment or living on the street may be the option. Hit that follow button and subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I'm Joe Stone. Bop!